reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 1 through 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you seven times in one day and returns to you seven times saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today's Gospel is composed of three sayings attributed to Jesus. It is likely that Jesus presented each as a separate teaching on a different occasion and in a different context. Yet this collection of sayings allows us to see the core of all of Jesus' teaching. The kingdom of God, the reign of God, is all about relationship. Jesus directs his teaching to the disciples specifically, not to the crowds in general. The disciples are those who have chosen and committed themselves to follow the way, to enter through the narrow gate. And indeed, the way is narrow. Life, Jesus says, will inevitably have its challenges. Situations will arise that will try and test the character of every disciple. However, the disciples do not face these trials alone, as solitary individuals, but as members of a community. Thus, the consequences of one's choices reverberate and resound beyond one's personal world. Disciples are responsible and accountable to one another. Disciples are challenged to exercise the same love and care for one another that Jesus lived. Like Jesus, we are teachers to one another. The example we are to one another, therefore, matters a great deal. It builds up or tears down the community that surrounds us. Because a disciple may at times miss the mark and fall short living the example of love we have been given, the practice of asking for and giving forgiveness is essential. It is the mark, the ultimate example of divine communion. And lest we grow weary and become discouraged in all of our efforts to be that good example that encourages and lifts up the community, unless we wonder how it is even possible to forgive again and again and again, we must remember faith the size of a mustard seed will accomplish it all. When our relationship with God is the foundation of all relationships, all things are possible. And therefore, today, we can walk in confidence that God with us will accomplish far more than we will ask or we can imagine. Amen.